This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump praised the U.S. military and called on Americans to stay true to the cause in his Independence Day speech. AP correspondent Mike Rossier reports.
Hello, America. Hello.
On a hot, humid, and at times rainy night in the nation's capital, President Donald Trump spoke from the Lincoln Memorial on his Independence Day salute to America.
The spirit of American independence will never fade, never fail, but will reign forever and ever and ever.
Before the speech, critics had assailed Trump for politicizing the 4th of July, but the president stayed away from politics and stuck to his theme of praising the U.S. military for its bravery and sacrifices. The event was punctuated by military flyovers and the sounds of the U.S. Army band. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Sudan's ruling military council and the country's pro-democracy movement have reached a power-sharing agreement. It includes a timetable for transition to civilian rule. Mohamed El-Hassan Labat said that both sides agreed to form a joint sovereign council that will rule the country for 3 years or a little more. The sides agreed to 5 seats for the military, 5 for civilians, with an additional seat going to a civilian with military background. The emerging deal could break weeks of political impasse since the military ousted autocratic President Omar al-Bashir in April. Talks on a power-sharing agreement had collapsed when security forces raised a protest camp outside the military headquarters in Khartoum on June 3rd. More than 250 people have been killed since an uprising erupted against al-Bashir in December. That's according to protest organizers. The military overthrew the longtime rule in April. The protesters remained in the streets, fearing the generals intended to cling to power. This is VOA News. An Iranian oil